Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium closer to their house, sacking the mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner. Firstly, by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Hello, Rhys.
Hi, Lloyd. How are you? Your tour is finished?
My tour has finished, yeah.
People... Finally, that's over.
What do you mean?
I don't have to listen to you whinging anymore. Oh, no one's buying any tickets. Oh, I keep dying on my arse.
Dying on my arse?
Oh, mate. My support actor gets all these applause breaks. I wish I could get one.
He was very good, but, mate, I was getting standard ovation after standard ovation every night.
That's people standing up to leave.
Yeah, but it still counts though, doesn't it?
Were they clapping as they leave?
What?
Were they clapping as they...
I think you're on mute. I can't hear what you're saying.
I'm right next to you.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, the tour, I'm actually quite sad about it because it's like, you know, you spend, you know, months and months and months working towards a tour and then it's gone, baby.
Are you going to do the show anymore? Are you going to do it again?
Nah, I'm going to start writing new shows.
You're not going to extend the tour? You're not going to do Edinburgh?
No, because the tour was quite specific about a specific point in my life. Break up. So I kind of want to
move on,
baby
yeah.
boy.
Yeah, okay.
And you're still on tour though, banging on about your little notes that people keep sending you after the gig. Oh,
good little device that.
Sooty sent me a message.
Good little device.
House.
Antonio Conte was one, football related. Micah Richards left one for me.
Did he?
I had a genuine message from Jedward in my DMs.
Really?
They keep sending me voice notes together.
No, they don't.
They do. I can't play them on here. I'll show you afterwards. I don't want to breach their privacy.
Can you play me one? We'll edit it out and you'll get my reaction to what they... And what are they sliding into? Twitter DMs or Instagram DMs?
Instagram DMs.
That makes more sense, yeah.
The lads. Jepic Picks.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. That's what they're called on Instagram.
I'm going to listen to one now.
There you go. That's all I'll play you.
What the actual... Fuck. But also as well, sorry, you played out like they'd just been DMing you.
No, yes,
you,
that wasn't the first one.
You'd been replying.
The first one, yeah, I sent a voice note back. They sent me one, and then they sent me lots of Irish emojis.
Yeah.
It was St. Patrick's Day.
Right, okay.
And they sent me a voice note out of the blue, and then they were talking about my diction. You've got great diction.
So what, have they been at a venue
before
yours?
And I replied saying, I'm just in the toilet before a show. I keep losing my voice on tour. You got any vocal tips, which is where that one came from.
I just
got a conversation going.
What was their voice note out of the blue that they sent to you? What was it about?
It was just like, hey, you loving your stuff kind of vibe.
So it's, wow.
Yeah.
This is weird.
But all my notes, obviously, in my dressing room are also real. They're also from celebrities that I'm posting on social
media. It's weird that
yours,
the celebrities all go to like the same kind of calligraphy school and learn how to write exactly the same way.
That's how it works in our celeb circles, man.
Our celeb circles? I ain't a celeb, baby boy.
Who's our guest today? I'll tell you. It's Andrew Mensah, a.k.a. Mens.
I can also tell you. It's Andrew Mensah.
It's a.k.a.
A.k.a. Andrew.
Yeah. I know him very well from writing on the show Fantasy Football League, available on Sky, on which Ments is sort of the new Stato.
Yes.
He's very good on that show.
Big football fan.
Big football fan.
Big into his shirts.
Yeah, big into... He has a shirt program, and he doesn't have a club. This was a big issue in the Fantasy Football Writers' Room. He doesn't have a club.
Who doesn't have a club?
Matt Lucas, big Arsenal fan. He presents it. Ellis James, big Swansea fan.
Who doesn't have a club?
Ments. He's a floating voter. He's a floating voter. And I guess I respect that in the modern game. People don't like to admit that. But so it'll be interesting to see who he's going to pick to take over and transform. I have my suspicions of who it'll be, but I won't reveal them.
Should we log in and get into the episode?
Yes. How do you feel about that one?
What?
That as a sentence.
Should we slide into your DMs and get into the episode?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joining us this week on Fit and Proper, a podcast, brackets, a podcast, is a man who I associate with big, vast, sweeping football opinions that just wind up everyone who surrounds him constantly in his wake. I've spent a lot of time writing on a show called Fantasy Football League.
Clang.
On Sky.
Clang.
I'm one of the writers, and this guest, Andrew Mensah, is one of the stars of the show. And what Andrew Mensah likes to do is wind up Ellis and Matt as elderly members of our community.
Elderly?
With his youthful opinions. That's, I think, how Mensah sees it. But I don't know. You tell me.
I like that. That's a good intro. I just like thinking, what's going to irk these old heads? Because they're getting out of here soon anyway. So I'll just say.
Ellis is like, what, 40?
I'll just say, Suarez is better than Henri. Take that.
Yeah, you do. It's like you just throw grenades out.
Yeah, and then everyone else goes mad. And I just get out of the room.
Is that the, like, in your brain, are you like, right, I'm just going to cause controversy? Is that your first thing?
Yeah, because I just feel like some football tropes are stupid. Like no one challenges because it's just always been. So like the fact that you got to support your local team is just so dumb to me. Support a team you like and go for it. But don't just so because you live in West Brom or don't mean you have to support them and be miserable for your whole time. That's how I look at it. It's like that's stupid to me.
Who do you support?
I support Palace for now.
For now?
Yeah, so I support Palace because my cousin Eze plays for them. So wherever he goes, I'll go with him. So
what if he goes to Tottenham?
Then I guess I'll support Grimsby.
Yeah.
So cousins with Eze. Yeah. So you supported them QPR.
QPR
for a little while.
But not so. Out of all the teams he's played for, Palace is the team I've enjoyed supporting the most. Mm. Closest to home.
It's a great stadium, ease
for you.
Lots of black players, Black Lives Matter, of course, all of that. So it's like, yeah, local South London. I'm from there.
Did you ever sway in where he signed?
No, like, I didn't. Look,
it would help me if you did. When he said, sign
cuts
for
my commute
Palace.
Down. Quite
when he said, when he was like, because obviously he had this good season at QPR, so he was defo going.
Yeah,
right.
So there was like talks of Newcastle, talks of West Ham. And I was just thinking, bro. You know where to go. You know where to go. Just sign for Palace.
So you're South London?
I'm South London,
So where were you born and grew up? Greenwich.
Yeah.
Oh, so not a Charlton fan?
No way.
He doesn't believe in his local
so, like,
team.
I went
not
to,
a Millwall
so
fan?
So the first two, I can't be a Millwall fan. For
Why not?
For obvious reasons. I've been to Millwall games, yeah?
Yeah.
And like, there's ultras at every level. So like I went to like some of my friends played for Millwall. So I used to go to like youth team games, and it was like under 18 games, like ultra Millwall fans. And wow. I was like, bro, like these kids, they're like 16, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like shouting, swearing at the ref. I'm like, brother, like chill, bro. It's not that deep. But then I used to go Charlton a lot because like used to get tickets for like school and stuff like that. And the football was just horrendous. If I supported Charlton, I wouldn't be watching football today.
Do you think so?
Because it's so bad. It's such a bad. And I used to think, why would I willingly put myself through this? It don't make no sense.
Yeah. But then I think, like, you know, Charlton are a league above Grimsby. I still love that level. I love watching that level. Just knowing that. Looking at it and going, well, I could do this.
Yeah. Like, I don't go. It gives hope. I go, that is true.
When you're
that
at
is
Grimsby,
true, though.
Oh my
it's
God.
Hope. It's
honestly,
hope, though.
Honestly, last
night. Is
that
night, what you think? You think,
genuinely,
are you wearing shin pads under your jeans in case you get something?
I'm full kit. I take gloves to every game.
Yeah.
Last night, I went to Grimsby Town versus Crawley, okay? And their goalkeeper made two decent saves, but was absolutely shocking. He's 6'7". And I was like, I'm better than him. I'm honestly better than him.
I hear that. The hope, the
there's
hope
not
is
much
there.
Between me and him. So I think that's why I go, because I still think, oh, this is attainable.
But to be fair, he watches you do stand up and thinks the same thing.
Yeah, if you get
him.
If he goes, I'm better than him.
if you get a ticket, mate.
Because you had to pull the date.
I used to go Charlton quite a lot. I used to watch a lot of youth team games because me and all my friends wanted to be footballers.
Were you any good?
Bro, I'm not a comedian that likes football. I'm a footballer. That's what guys forget. Like, I reckon
that's what guys forget.
I was telling these guys, if I played in the '30s, this is why I say the '30s and the '50s, all of those, that football don't matter. Because if I played in the '30s, I'd play for England.
This is another thing, the 1930s.
Yeah, the 1930s. Yeah,
we lost days of writing fantasy. If you watched the show Fantasy Football League and thought it wasn't as good as it could be, it's because Mentz would say something like that, and then everyone in the writers room would argue about this for fucking ages. It was mental. It was just people were getting so wound up.
I can see that though.
No, I didn't disagree with it.
Because
really,
if you think about it, fitness, the level of League One. I watched what Stevenage train like a few months ago. One of those teams. I don't know why.
No, I think you need to know why. I think there needs to be a reason why you're watching Stevenage train.
I did my FA level 2 coaching badges, and I got kind of close.
I got kind of close
with the coach, and I think he's coaching at Stevenage.
Steve.
Yeah, so I went to
Evans.
No, just one of the coaches. I went to see him, and I watched the first team train.
Yeah.
He's like a youth team coach. I went to watch the first team train, and I can't lie, the way the ball was zinging around, I was like, these men are sick. But they play for League One.
League 2.
They play in League 2, sorry. So now, think about Elise, or think about Odegaard. He's on a different level.
Mm.
But League One in the '30s is like my local pub team. So I would definitely make it.
You'd definitely be like a lower division.
I'll definitely be a professional footballer in the '30s. And I honestly reckon I could play for England.
But the thing is, though, I think...
Because I got skills. They didn't have no skills then.
If I did comment...
they didn't do those skills.
The game didn't suit it. And maybe it was impossible to do with those sorts of footballs. What the footballs were made out of. You couldn't do those sorts of skills.
Trust me, bro. You can do skills. Look at the Brazilians and favelas. They do skills with the cans. So if you got skills, you can do it. No matter the condition.
What position do you play?
Centre mid.
Oh, like a dictator?
I'm like a Cambiasso.
Cambiasso.
Yeah.
Which him or his dad? Because it was obviously
the original Cambiasso. Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Which one are you?
Arthur Cambiasso.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, big time, yeah. I've got quite a similar... I think if I was doing comedy in the 80s, I'd be filling arenas.
Mm. I don't know about that. It's weird because I believe in God, but I also believe in evolution. So I believe that things just get better. It's like hip hop music. The rappers from the '80s are not as good as Kendrick Lamar. They were rhyming hat with cat, and it's the first thing we heard. But you know what I'm saying? Now the rap, you just gotta get better. That's what I'm saying. So it's like football's the same. The top level, De Stefano cannot be better than Ronaldo.
So you're basically gone.
It's just impossible.
If I had
played football when it was invented, when there was only 19 footballers, I'd have been quite good at football.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm not saying I'm this great footballer. I'm saying the level was bad.
You've literally moved the goalposts.
Yeah, I'll say the level. So, for example, me and Ellis have this talk about this guy. He loves John Charles. He's Welsh. He played for Juventus, yeah?
Yeah.
And John Charles played up front, and then he played at the back, centre back.
Yeah.
And he gives him props for that. But that doesn't mean he's good. That means the level is shit. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Can go anywhere,
so if my Sunday league team signed Harry Maguire, he wouldn't play at the back. He'd play up front. He'd be our best player. But that doesn't mean Harry Maguire's sick. We know he's not. It means we're shit. That's what it means. So that's what I mean about John Charles. There's no centre back that can play up front now in today's game. It's impossible.
Yeah. So you support. You're from South London. You're one of the best footballers in the 1930s.
For sure.
You follow the team that your cousin plays for. Are you close with your cousin?
Yeah, really close. Yeah. Our house was round the corner from each other. He's my cousin, but I don't look at him like my cousin. It's like my friend more because we just hang out together. We did all the same things. So it's like me and my brother, and he has an older brother, Ketchy, and a younger brother, Chima. Ketchy plays in Scotland. Chima plays for under-23s Palace. So they're all footballers.
Are you better than them?
No.
Were you better than them as a kid?
So when I was playing, I used to think I'm lit, yeah? And I used to think I was the best, but Ebs was the best. he was so clearly the best. I never see him try. If that makes sense. I never see him really go 100%. He was just chilling. Yeah, just chilling. But he was always like... And also I think the difference between him and a lot of people is that when there was pressure on, he would thrive. So let's say the olders on the ends came, like, yo, you man are kicking ball. Let's see who's good. He would shine in all of those. Whereas I'd kind of shy up. and play well, no pressure.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whereas he would really like, okay.
He wanted the pressure.
He'd embrace someone, the pressure, all right, yeah.
We get a cage. We used to play a lot of cage football. So sometimes cages from other ends, other areas would come down and we would go and it would be this big thing and he would always shine. But he wasn't the best player on the ends. The best player on the ends were these two twins, Gabriel and Raphael. They were twins, both played up front, one left foot, one right foot. They had telepathy, it was mad. But then they became Jehovah's Witnesses, so they gave up football.
Wow.
They were the best players I've seen, like, on the come up.
I bet in the 1930s they'd have been the best
in
Jehovah's
Witnesses.
In the 1930s,
we'd be talking about them the same way we talk about Bobby Charlton.
Yeah.
They were
or the
unbelievable.
Archbishop of Canterbury.
So two twins who played up front, one was left-footed, one was right-footed.
Who's at the Man United left and right back?
Yeah,
what were they called?
Gary
Neville.
No, the other ones.
It's Phil and Gary are the
names.
Groove Rider.
Yeah.
Fabio and Groove Rider. That was it. Fabio and Groove
but
Rider.
But yeah, those, but left, what, left and right, we back. Used to do like blacks versus whites, innit? So on my estate, there was lots of white guys, black guys. There was all love. We used to do black versus whites, but because we didn't have bibs in that. So it's just easier to differentiate. Skins.
That's for real.
It's easier to differentiate. God.
Who would win?
Teams. So this is what I mean. The blacks, we had more talent, but they had more organisation. So it's a clash of styles. Mm. All the blacks want to be up front and skillful in that. Them are like, nah.
Counter.
They used to do hit us on a break. So they'd win. It was like 50-50 because of the clash of styles. But they were very organised. They had a back four.
People wanted to play in defensive formation.
Yeah. They had that. Whereas we were just like,
Everyone hogging the ball, flair dribbling.
When the games got really intense, Ebbs would shine or the twins would shine.
So do you go to Palace now then quite a bit?
I go to Palace every weekend.
Is it a family affair? Do you all go or?
Most of us go. Yeah. His dad will always go every game.
Yeah.
Ketchy plays in Scotland, so when he's down, he will always go. Like a few of us will always go.
If Eze's not in the team, do you stop giving a shit? About what happens?
No, because it still affects him.
Yeah.
So I honestly feel like generally sad when Palace lose. It pisses me off that I feel like that. And I never wanted to feel like
you
that.
You didn't
want to
be so attached.
Yeah, I didn't want to be so attached.
As someone who doesn't support a club.
Yeah,
properly.
I never wanted to be attached, but I do actually get upset when Palace lose because I know it affects him.
When you were, the Cages days and he weren't signed, who were you supporting or were you not supporting anyone?
Not really, because I wanted to be a footballer,
yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to support
keep your options open.
Wow,
I
want to
keep my
options.
I don't want to be like, I don't want him to catch me in an Arsenal shirt, but then I'm playing for Tottenham one day.
Yeah,
so the old Harry Kane thing.
That was my, yeah.
You wanted to do the sort of Robbie Keane, which is sign for 10 different clubs and at every single club say, this was my boyhood
club. Yeah.
Into
yeah.
Milan, that's who I supported when I was growing up.
And Coventry. What?
Well, yeah, so yeah, also, exactly. I love players more than I love teams.
Right.
So I would love like watching Zidane or Pirlo. So I'd watch a lot of like Juventus games. So I used to love watching Juventus. Used to play them. I used to play in Pro Evo. You're like, oh, this guy is sick. You know, you don't. So you only start watching that player or whatever. So
Zinedine Zidane or Jeffrey Zidane, his dad.
No, Zinedine.
What's his name on Pro Evo?
Oh yeah,
this
some
is back
fake.
In those days. What were Juventus called?
So you know you could do the MasterCard on thing on Pro Evo. We could get it like
you'd get
hacked.
Oh right, okay.
So like, so what we used to do? Like, used to wait by the game. You got crazy. They couldn't have no rats.
Yeah.
So like Real Madrid was like,
of course,
all star blue, white, whatever. then someone would hack it for some reason. You used to pay, pull it on your memory card, and then download it. Then it had all the legit teams in that.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah.
Man.
And then it's not worth it, is it?
It's not worth it. FIFA. But Pro was so much better than FIFA at the time.
It was in those days. Yeah. Its moment, didn't
one
it?
Of those awful opinions then from them.
No, at the time,
there was it definitely had an era.
PS2, 3 years.
There were 3 years. A few of the lads from FIFA had a sabbatical, they came back, it got better.
Basically, and then so, everyone just turns FIFA.
Oh, hang on.
Yes, breaking news just reaching us is that Andrew Mensah is now the new owner of Crystal Palace. We'll get more on that deal as we get it, but just to confirm, Andrew Mensah is now the new owner of Crystal Palace Football Club.
Fair enough. Okay, so you're taking your cousin's future into your own hands.
That's crazy.
Arguably.
He's playing every game. FA Cup.
You don't care about the FA Cup?
But he's playing every game.
Right.
FA Cup, League Cup, friendlies, he's playing every game.
Crystal Palace under-21s of the Papa John's Trophy?
He's playing every game.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
every game he's eligible to play. He's playing.
Yeah. All right.
How did you afford to buy Crystal Palace, if you don't mind us asking?
So basically, this is how I'm going to introduce my team. So my manager is going to be Jesus Christ.
Right. From the Bible.
From the Bible. And my assistant manager is Mohammed. And Jose Mourinho is the coach. Right. So that's a serious team. That's a serious management team. So obviously I pray to Jesus. I need money. So you could be the manager, and he gave it to me.
That
Jesus
is great.
So you did a classic thing that a lot of Christians like to do, which is they make a deal, right? It's normally when they're dying, they go, I need to make a deal, I need to make a deal. And then they go, I repent and all this stuff. But you did it. I need to make a deal.
With Jesus.
I need some money to buy Crystal Palace, but you can be the manager.
You can run the things, because Christianity is all about wheeling and dealing. My church, especially, Pentecostal churches, it's all about a miracle's going to come, so give us £30 in the offering. That's how it works.
Can I just put
sort of a collection plate situation to get Crystal Palace.
Are you a little bit worried that bringing in religion into a team might make that a few of your best players become Jehovah's Witnesses and just maybe not shine in the future?
But this is why I've made Jesus the manager, so they understand that they can have religion and be a part of football.
Right.
And I didn't want to ostracize my Arab brothers. That's why I brought Mohammed in. Mm-hmm. To show that we can all work together.
Okay.
And also the fan base now is crazy.
Inclusive.
You understand? And then also the Saudis want to get involved with me because Mohammed's there. So it's money coming in.
Because
money talks. Buddha come into this?
Buddha comes in on the charity games.
Right. Right, fair enough.
Buddha comes in on the charity games. Yeah, we bring him in. He does all like the charity work, you know, for the kids in need and all of that stuff. Yep. Asia, that's my guy there.
I think there have been some football teams that have been divided by religion.
That's the point I'm making.
Some cities divided by religion, which I don't think we should get into. But what you're doing is you're doing the opposite, actually, this is an all-inclusive
religious club. A lot of money involved, though.
So now you're like one of the richest clubs.
Of course, bro.
Because your fan base is crazy.
If you deep it, we've got the fan base... We've got all the Middle Eastern oil, and then also we've got miracle money. So I could go to Christ like, brother, I need 10 milli. Mm. He's going to give me that.
You save on catering because he just
that's what I'm saying.
Making a loaf of bread and
we're not
fish
spending any money
way.
if you think about it. So Jesus, we need
wine.
Food.
Yeah, right. So you So he's just getting Jesus to it's miracle everything.
Yeah, he's a miracle guy.
Right. Okay.
My team, by the way, is so unbeatable. It's crazy.
Wait. Before you do that, because you're becoming the biggest club,
one of the
richest club, you're surely going to have to relocate.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to knock down the stadium and build a new one. Yeah, What's your plans for this?
So I'm thinking one of my first biggest implications would be to change the name Crystal Palace to Greenwich FC. Move the club to Greenwich.
Okay.
Because I live in Greenwich and right now we have everything. All we need is a football stadium and an airport. And then we don't need anything else.
City Airport is just over the river, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's not ours. So we need. It's not ours. So if we had an airport, and a football stadium, we got the O2 Arena. So we got. Think about how many people are flooding in.
Right.
We've got the people flooding into the stadium. We've got tourists coming into O2 to go and watch Reece James and Lloyd Griffin's headline show.
Yeah.
At the O2 Arena.
Yeah. Not that many people, but yeah.
Indigo,
we've got
probably
an airport so you can fly straight in.
Yeah.
None of this Heathrow and trains and that. Fly straight in. We've got the biggest and the richest club in the world. We've got one of the best arenas in the world. We've also got an outlet, Icon Outlet, guys. Forget about that. I got this tracksuit from the outlet. So we got all of that in Greenwich FC, a hub. It's going to take...
And you've, of course, got all the pilgrimage... coming
yeah,
there
that's
because
what
you've
I'm
got
saying.
Jesus and Muhammad.
Jesus has come. So Greenwich Park has got a lot of statues that we're going to remove. We put the Christ the Redeemer statue in Greenwich.
In Greenwich.
So when you're flying in, you know where you're coming to play. You understand?
Can I say, just not to put a spanner in the works, but you've said you want somewhere that's got an airport and a football stadium. Mm. Have you been to Luton?
Yeah, but Luton ain't got the outlet.
Yeah,
no,
do you know what? That's what a lot of people say.
It's got the Arndale. It's got a shopping centre. It's got a big cinema complex.
Has it?
Yeah.
To be fair, we got 3 cinemas in Greenwich.
It's got a massive fucking...
And also, Greenwich, what people don't know, Greenwich is a nice area, it's got cul-de-sac and that, but it's also got the hood. So it gives you the best of both worlds.
Also, you've got mean time there as well. Like
you've
Greenwich,
got time.
Meridian.
You do have time.
You literally do have time.
Guys, this team is crazy. And then also, we got rival Charlton. right next, and it's a that makes it more of a local derby.
Yeah,
right. Okay,
and they can't mess with us. Let's keep it real.
So Crystal Palace now becomes Greenwich FC.
Greenwich FC. It's a shame because Crystal Palace is probably one of the best names in the entire football pyramid,
and also kind of has the word Christ in it. Crystal Palace.
That's a good. You know what? You might be my advisors on this.
we're very cheap.
Crystal Palace. Yeah.
Crystal Palace. Yeah.
It's also palace. You get the religious element. Yeah. Palace as well.
You know what?
Christ or Palace.
Let's go for Christ or Palace. No, let's go for Christ.
Christ Palace.
Christ Palace.
Christ Palace.
Yeah, Christ Palace. Yeah,
Christ,
yeah.
Christ Palace. Greenwich,
though.
Christ Palace.
Yeah, and also we can move from Crystal Palace because it doesn't really matter. Like,
you still go to Greenwich. Yeah.
Well, to be a Crystal Palace isn't really in Crystal Palace. It's in
Purley. Yeah.
Is it Purley?
Yeah, Selhurst. Selhurst.
Let me. I think we've glossed over a big detail here. Where does Mourinho come into this?
So Mourinho,
he loves London.
Mourinho
to me is the best manager ever. Like, sorry, he's the greatest. So Alice is the greatest. Yeah. When it comes to management, but Jose gave me everything. He gave me good management, he gave me trophies, and he gave me entertainment. That's what people forget. Football is entertainment. I want to be entertained. So he's my guy that deals with the press. Obviously Jesus and Muhammad, they're going to be in heaven a few times a week. They're going to be
they commute down.
Jose's going to handle the press, and no one handles the press as a manager better than Jose. So he's going to be my guy.
Right, but he does do your. He coaches and does all the tactics.
He does
as
coaches,
well.
Tactics, and he does deals with the press.
Are you worried that Mourinho tactics are a little bit old school? Some would say even from BC times, which is going to conflict.
I would
Christ.
Say if there's two people that love old school views, it would be Jesus and Muhammad.
Yeah.
It would be Jesus and Muhammad. Yeah,
Jose is called the special one, isn't he? Yeah. It's almost like Jesus was called the chosen one, is that right?
Jesus is the chosen one. I don't know what they call Muhammad, but they must call him something.
Yeah.
The prophet.
The prophet. Yeah. The prophet, the chosen one, and the special one.
I mean, yeah, to be fair, what a combination.
I was going to say, oh my God, but I don't want to blaspheme my team.
I don't want to blaspheme, but obviously that is the new Holy Trinity.
Yeah, that's crazy. And that's our nickname. I'm glad you brought it up. Our nickname is the Holy Trinity.
That's what people call you.
That's what people call us, the Holy
Christ
Trinity.
Christ Palace.
Or Holy Cow.
Christ Palace.
Because what they're seeing is crazy. Yeah.
So, you said that your team's going to be unbeatable. So I imagine you've got some recruitment ideas in mind. You've got some players in your head.
Right. So obviously Ebbs is our star player.
Course he's gonna play every game, we know
40 year contract.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him a blank check. How much money do you want? Where do you want to play? Where do you want to live? You sign it, it's yours. Family ties, right?
Respect.
So that's first. Now the only thing I was confused about here, when I'm bringing my team in, can it be past players or not?
Yeah, they can.
Or is it current players?
Because
I've got all the money.
Jesus can heal anybody.
I'm fixing. This is the thing about Jesus, yeah? Because this is the dangerous thing about Jesus, is that he can bring people back from the dead.
Lazarus.
Exactly. And he can make them fresh.
Whoa.
So I'm bringing.
Sorry. Does it say in the Bible that he can make them fresh?
It doesn't say that specifically.
Have you read the Bible?
But
I don't know if this is what I'm asking. I'm not ready.
Knowing the Bible I've read, they get back to normal. They're not like zombified.
So any former players who now have leprosy, for example, they're fine.
Yeah, everyone's fine. So I'm thinking Jesus, first act he needs to do, raise Maradona. I need a prime Maradona in today's conditions. No drinking, no smoking, no alcohol. Oh my God. Imagine Ebbs and Maradona.
Yeah. That'd be big.
Woo! As my guys in the mid, in like that number 10 role. Jesus Christ.
You wouldn't have heard it. Like that. We don't film the podcast, but the look around the room, the men's just
Jesus
in self-pride.
So happy with yourself. That was great. You were like,
come on, man. So that's going to be my midfield three, because it's going to be Maradona.
Yeah.
Then Jesus Christ going to renew Zidane's knees. He's going to come back in, and Ebbs. I don't need a DM. I don't need a DM.
There's no DM.
I don't need it because we have Jesus as a miracle man. So what I always say to Jesus is chill. Let the team get 3-0 down. Let the team, because we know you got miracles in you. It'll be Istanbul every game. Like, it'll just be entertainment.
Istanbul every game.
It takes the shine off a bit. If every time your team goes 3-0 down, everyone goes, well, they've got Jesus, so it's going to be 4-3.
Yeah, and I'll make it, like, each time I'll make it like the condition's even worse. I'll be like, just get two guys sent off. Go 3-0 down. Wait until the 91st minute.
And then there's the...
Then Jesus, do your thing.
Then there's the parting of the players. Yeah. Just like straight down there. Okay, all right, this is good. So, and I guess the other team will just fill itself. You don't really need to worry about the...
Because what I want, I want... Because when you go... Obviously, I grew up in church. I'm a church boy.
Yeah.
I used to be a child preacher. You understand? So I used to like... This is a true story. I used to like leave school and jump on random buses and tell people, give your life to Jesus before it's too late.
Yeah. On random buses?
Random. Ended up in
what buses we talking? South London?
Oh, no. I would just jump on random. I would end up in like Tottenham, end up in...
And this was... And how old were you when you were doing
this? I was like 13.
And wow. So the 13-year-old man was just getting on a bus in a school uniform.
When I was in church, I cared nothing about anything that wasn't church activity. So I didn't care about school or nothing.
Mm.
So I would go to school and the whole time I'd be talking to someone about Jesus during maths. And I wouldn't care. I'd be like, sir, none of this matters. So, none of this matters anyway. So I would just leave school and jump on a bus. Be like, okay, this is what I'm doing. And then boom, this bus will lead to another bus. Before you know it, you're in Tottenham.
Oh, what you're saying is Jesus owes you.
No, I'm saying I put in work for Jesus. So he knows my heart. But the whole thing about church philosophy is making ordinary people special. So all I need is Ebbs, Maradona, Zidane. Then I just get the mandem to fill the I get the guy from the post office.
Yeah.
I get the goalkeeper. I'll get you. You don't need to train or anything. All the burgers you want, anything you want. Reese, you can come and chill on the touchline.
I'm all right.
It don't matter. I'm saying I'm getting random people in and Jesus making them look good.
Are you going to bother even doing any recruitment at the cages? To give those, because remember, think back to you. You wanted to be a footballer. You can give this opportunity.
Owner player. What do you call it? A player owner.
Yeah,
that's what I might be. Yeah. A player owner. Just sometimes, like
I've heard of player manager. I don't know. I've seen player owner.
Oh, there's definitely. I think been.
There must be.
Oh yeah,
a player.
I'd love to see that at the top level. Player owner.
There's 100% been a player owner.
Sheikh Mansour is subbing himself on in the last minute of the Champions League final.
A player owner, but I just get like mandem from the ends. Guys who didn't make it. Do you know what I mean? There's loads of guys who never
the Jehovah's second Twins.
Chance. A classic second chance.
Born again.
You born again players. You got a born again striker.
What's the academy called? The academy's called Born Again.
Yeah, Born Again. You have to come and give your life to Jesus or Muhammad, whichever one you want. Or Buddha.
Or Jose.
Jose, whichever one you want. It's all inclusive. Come here, get right and get playing. And you don't
get
even have
right,
to
get playing.
That's it.
Nice. What's the kit going to look like?
All right, so... You know I'm a kit man.
Yes.
I'm not sure you guys know, but
famously
in case listeners don't know, Mentz hosts a show in which he takes legends of the game through their kits that they've worn throughout their career, and they kind of tell stories about it, and they pick a favourite. It's a BT Sports show.
It's a great show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
it. A great idea as well.
But also, you are someone who's really into your retro football kits.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how the show came about, innit? Like,
yeah,
I was clutching shirts, and we just thought, what can I do with shirts, retro? And then, I pitched it and it ended up getting made. But I thought I was just going to produce on it. I just started doing stand-up, literally like 3 months.
Mm.
And then they were like, oh, and you should host it. I was like, oh, cool. So I did it. It took off. And then it made my comedy career much better because people thought I was more legit than I was.
They thought you'd been going for longer to
get a
show. Yeah,
they thought, oh, you got a TV show. I'm like, book me. Do you say I was doing 5 minutes at the cafe?
Yeah, here you go. I've only got 4.5.
Yeah.
I can stretch
literally,
it out.
Literally,
So you know your shit when it comes
to shirts.
My
shirts, So my shirt sponsor from the jump has got to be Adidas.
Okay.
Adidas do the best shirts of all time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Says a man wearing a full-on Nike tracksuit.
Yeah, Nike tracksuits do it. But this is what I'm saying. I'm a retro guy. Adidas kind of fell off recently. Nike got good. What Nike do, is they got... And obviously, I got Jesus and Muhammad, so I can actually do what I want. So my tracksuit is going to be Nike, because Nike do the best off football clothes, if that makes sense. Like tracksuits, hats.
Oh, I disagree. I think Adidas is...
Is it?
I think Adidas... Outfits are just unbelievable. I am head to toe in Adidas.
Retro wise, I agree. I think Adidas number one overall. But you have to understand, old school, Kappa, very good old school. Umbro, very good old school. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to create a deal with all the brands.
I'm
we're going to get the best minds. Because we got the best of the best. We got Maradona, we got Ebbs, we got Zidane, and we got Jesus and Muhammad. There's no bigger. Do you understand?
And Mourinho.
So then, and Mourinho. So then I'm going to get Adidas, Nike, Umbro, Kappa. And I'm going to get the guys who designed the early retro kits from the 80s and the 90s. And if they're not here anymore, we're going to raise them from the dead. And we're going to get their minds to create an overall kit.
That's great.
And I'm thinking blue and red.
So still keeping roughly the Crystal Palace
colours. Yeah. Keeping those colours, blue and red.
And in terms of design, you're just leaving that open to them. So you don't know stripes yet.
I would want laces in the collar.
Wow.
In the collar.
Very, very old.
Yeah, that, you know, the United one that they had laces in the collar.
The red Umbro one and then the green and yellow Newton Heath.
Yeah, and also... the French 93 kit.
Yes.
That's what we're going with. Laces and a collar.
What about the sponsor across the middle?
See, that this one was a tricky one for me. This one was a tricky one for me because I think I've got to do one of my own businesses. Mm. I don't have one yet. That's the only thing.
So pressure's on.
Yeah, you've I don't really have one yet. So I might go sponsorless.
Until you come up with a business.
Until I come up with a business. Or... I might take bids every week.
Okay, so it's a completely rotating sponsor.
Yeah, I might
every
just
week.
Go bids. Who wants to feature on?
Because every
game is going to be a classic game. It's going to be a memorable game. So your sponsor is going to be shown throughout history.
In order to make it cheaper for you, are you going to have like just a bit of Velcro across the middle that you can stick on a new sponsor?
No, bro, we got Jesus, bro. So he can
just rub it out.
Yeah, he
can
just do his thing.
It.
Yeah. So let's say like...
I'm just scared.
Yeah, yeah. Let's say you got a tour coming.
Yeah.
You can chat to me like, yo, bro, like, I got a tour coming.
What are you charging me?
We're boys, so nothing. I'll be like, you know what? I got you, bro.
Oh, my God.
Reece James on tour. Lloyd Griffin on tour.
How much are you charging him?
I have to open though. I have to open for you. But yeah, that's what I'll do. So I'll just do it like rotating wise. But the sponsor I do love, I love TDK, old school.
Lovely.
And I like Carlsberg. But I couldn't do Carlsberg because the religious people.
Yeah. You don't want to lose half your audience.
Yeah. I don't want to lose half my audience. But TDK. Also, we want to build a second stadium.
In Greenwich?
No.
Okay.
In Mecca.
In Mecca.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does make sense, yeah.
Every day, we are pre-season tournament. You know the Mecca Cup? That's what we'll have.
The Mecca Cup.
Yeah, the Mecca Cup. It's
religious teams taking part in the Mecca Cup.
Yeah, the Mecca Cup, yeah.
Obviously, you need a mascot. The eagle was at Crystal Palace because you were called the Eagles. You're now not called the Eagles.
You're called the Holy Trinity.
You're called the Holy Trinity.
Trinity. So my mascot will be the Archangel Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Will the Archangel Gabriel be eagleified to kind of look a bit like an eagle to keep
him? Well, he's still winged.
He's got wings. But what about a beak? Are you adding a beak onto the Angel Gabriel?
Oh my God, don't be so blasphemous.
No, I don't think I can. I'm not touching the Archangel Gabriel.
You don't want
to
get...
I'm just saying, bro, just come down and show face and go back up to the Father. Just do your thing. Just every game, though, before the players come out, I need you to
come down, make an appearance.
With a quick entrance. I need a big entrance.
Just for the photos.
Quick photo, bounce.
I'm a church boy, but in the choir, church boy. So that's not a joke. The angel Gabriel from heaven came. His wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. So that is...
That's quite a mascot.
It's quite a mascot. So you've got wings as drifted snow.
And flame.
And eyes of flame.
Think about seeing that every week. Think about the opposition, the fear they will have. Mm. You think Haaland's scary? Wait till you see the
Archangel. Well, they're going to be scared anyway because if they win, they're going to hell. So they're going to be pretty concerned. Jesus sat up in the director's box looking down going,
really?
No. Yeah, that's what you want to do, is it? Yeah. You're celebrating scoring against us, are you? Well, let that be on the record. Yeah, just pop that on St. Peter's list.
You're not going into the relegation zone, mate.
when you say you dropped down.
Yeah, you're gone.
It's fair enough. Okay, we're now in the stadium. So I'm imagining a kind of enormous, sort of a big fucking modern stadium in Greenwich.
Massive.
Is that what it's going to be?
That's what I'm thinking.
What sort of capacity are we talking?
I'm talking 100K.
Easy. catering wise, I joked earlier about, you know, how Jesus can, you know, feed the many with not very much. Have you got ideas of what you want in catering if you go into a stadium?
It has to be fish and bread.
So it does have to be fish and bread.
Fish and bread.
Like now, is there a modern interpretation of that, of like fish finger sandwiches or something? Or is
for
it literally
kids,
just fish
kids.
And bread?
So it's everything on the menu is fish and bread, but yeah. It's different types of fishes and breads.
Okay.
Do you understand? So croissants are there, right. But there's also salmon and mackerel,
yeah,
and sardines if you're on the lowest. So also it would dictate prices. Price range, yeah. So if you're in the upper tier, £30 tickets, sardines. If you're in the director's box, you're getting that.
Lovely.
Black salmon
cod.
Or whatever. Yeah, black cod.
Black cod,
yeah.
Caviar. Yeah. So it's very much like the wedding at Cana of Galilee where kind of Jesus first.
Yeah. The first miracle.
First of turning
everything,
water into wine.
Wine everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
Free wine.
That, yeah.
Free wine.
Sort of Last Supper vibes
about
to it.
People that don't drink, because you've got to think about the...
Schlur. Yeah, you know about that.
Yeah, because Muhammad famously turned water into schlur,
yeah.
Didn't he? That's
Schlur and wine.
Right, okay.
Schlur, wine and water.
Schlur, wine and water, okay.
And those are the only options.
Those are the only options.
That, yeah, I think that's absolutely...
That works. Schlur, every flavour, wine, every flavour. Any kind of wine you want. There's not. It's not like...
You're a connoisseur, of course.
Yeah, it's not like you go...
Schlur connoisseur.
Oh, can I have this... You any wine you want, you just say, I want this type of wine from this year.
Yeah.
It's there.
Done.
Can I get a
And then do you have to pay for it?
No, there's no payment. We've got all the money.
So you don't have to pay for the catering. You do have to pay for a ticket.
You have to pay for a ticket though, just because I'm a true football fan.
And also will there be donation we talked about it, the donations like in church.
Yeah, but so before at half I was gonna say so what happened?
Yeah.
Everyone's in. Archangel Gabriel comes down,
yeah,
has a message from God, lovely. Whatever, goes back up. Then the offering plate goes round.
Pre-game.
Yeah.
And then the players come out.
I'm not trying to get in on this. I know you've asked me to be an advisor. I just think there's room for a choir here.
Do you reckon?
Just a little bit.
So you don't have to play like the Champions League music in.
Do
you
sing
have a choir
it?
Doing it live.
Yeah.
I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
So the choir sings in, what, before the game?
I think there's just room for the choir everywhere. Obviously, the Champions League music was essentially stolen from Handel's Zadok the Priest.
Oh,
so
really?
So I'm just thinking, yeah,
That's good. That's very good knowledge from you.
Yeah, it's my very weird little Venn diagram of football and music. But I think you could have a choir there just singing.
You're already in goal. You can't be in the choir. You're playing in goal.
Are you joking?
What do you think?
Mate, the ball's coming nowhere near me.
Well, you're going 3-0 down every game. So.
Jesus has got me back.
Yeah, the ball's coming nowhere near, and unless I say we need some entertainment.
Yeah.
That's all. But yeah, I'll go for... I like the choir.
Lovely.
Halftime entertainment.
Yes.
Do a little choir.
Good shout.
Instead of the Crystals, Crystal Palace have the Crystals. They're shaking their nyash every halftime.
that's Crystals are the cheerleaders.
Yeah, they're cheerleaders.
The only Premier League club to have cheerleaders.
Oh, really?
I think.
Yeah, they just be
dancing. I don't think that's a common thing these days.
They just be dancing at halftime. You can't. I can't look at it. I can't be that guy. Can't go looking at the crystals.
Okay, I think we're pretty comprehensively covered for what you want to do with Christ Palace. Are there any rules that you want to impose?
Huge.
For example, like players have to have a short back and sides, or they can only wear black boots or whatever.
No sex before marriage.
Oh yeah, is there anything that goes with your branding that's like something players can't do?
So I was gonna implement the same rules my church did when my church had a team in it. So my
football
church,
team.
My church is a massive church. It's like a global church. So basically, my church is American. Their first church was.
Is it the Church of Scientology? Before you continue,
no.
Starting to sound a lot like it's Scientology.
So my church is a Pentecostal church. It's called the Potter's House. So basically, it started in Tucson, Arizona. Right, this guy, Pastor Wayman Mitchell, left his church, started his own church, and his whole purpose was to win souls for Jesus across the world. So what happened is that he would build his church and then ordain someone. They would start a church in a brand new city all throughout America. Then they moved overseas. So he sent someone to South London to start our church.
Right.
So then our church got bigger, and then we started sending churches all over this way. So what would happen is we would do a London or England church tournament. So all the churches under our fellowship were playing a yearly tournament.
Right.
Right. So you start train. It's in August. You start training in March, and they pick the teams basically. So, but basically, the rule was you had to be a church member to play. So what guys would do is guys would start coming to church around April
because they wanted to play football.
Because they want to play in the team.
Yeah.
So they come to church every Sunday. All you have got to do is turn up on a Sunday. Every Sunday, come to training, come to church every Sunday so they could be eligible for the tournament. As soon as the tournament's over, they were bounced.
Yeah.
So that's my rule. If you're playing for my team, in the week leading up to the game, you have to attend a service from Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha or whoever.
Or Jose.
Right.
You have to be in attendance and you have to be a member. Then you can play.
Okay.
Great.
So you can't just want in, even though you're offering it.
So if you get transferred, if we want to buy you, you have to do a month. Our medical is, it's not running around on a treadmill. Our medical is, you got to learn the Bible, learn the Quran, and learn the, the Buddha.
Learn the ways.
Learn the ways of peace.
Of Buddhism.
Have to be able to quote every Jose Mourinho iconic line.
Yeah.
And then you're in. That's your medical.
Yeah, great.
Great. You don't need a medical because you've got the world's greatest healer.
Yeah, exactly.
So you also don't need
you're fit.
A medical department.
Yeah, you're fit.
You don't need any physios, you don't need any stuff like that.
Physios,
it's like when you're going to get married in a church, you have to basically go and have the band things read out like a few services before. That's what the equivalent is.
Yeah, just come
or if you're trying to get your child into a church in England school.
Right.
Well, I've always been to St. Mary's, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You just have to do that. You can't bluff it.
Then you're in. And then you're getting the teachers up. Imagine Jesus' halftime team talks.
Uplifting.
Muhammad will be getting onto you as well. Bro, are you mad? Sweat out.
Who's that guy? Treatment from Muhammad. Jesus with the inspiration. Jose with what? The tactics.
Just the tactics. Make sure you're in this position.
Jose's the vibe manager. I mean, yeah, cool. Now I've got that. Let's talk about...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think this is all... good stuff.
As you know, probably our supercomputer does throw up because our supercomputer analyzes the data and sees if you're fit and proper to be a manager, an owner.
I like that.
But it does throw up the occasional scenario just to see how you deal with it.
Okay.
So it's throwing up this scenario today, Mentz. The year is 2044.
Aye.
Your manager, managers, have been poached by the England national side. We're talking... Yeah, Muhammad is now manager of England. That's going to upset some racists, okay? But so is Jesus and so is Jose. The only person to apply for the vacant managerial position at Crystal Palace...
because it's such large shoes and sandals
now,
to fill.
Yeah, is Roy Hodgson. He is 94. He's in a wheelchair. He needs an oxygen tank to breathe. He can't talk, but he uses a bell to communicate, having watched Breaking Bad in his care home.
Right.
Do you take him? Or do you find another way and you sack it off, become manager yourself? No one else has applied. Do you force someone to do it? What's your move?
No one else wants to fill those sandals apart from...
Exactly, because it's a tough act to follow. So no one wants to do it. But Hodgson's always available for Palace.
Can my Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, leave a parting gift before he goes?
Interesting.
Because if he leaves a parting gift, my gift is heal this guy. Heal Roy Hodgson, make him 25.
25? How many 25-year-old managers have you seen in the Premier
make
League?
Because we want to make history. Make him 25, manager, full fit, have all the tactics.
So you want to heal him sort of mentally as well to be a brilliant manager?
Be a brilliant manager, put your brain in him and leave, basically put the Holy Ghost in him so he's you. So you can go to England. I don't care. I still got you.
You got Jesus Roy Hodgson.
Through Roy Hodgson.
Right. Okay, that's great.
Could do that.
Roy Godson.
Could do that. Roy Godson.
Roy Godson now. Is
born again.
yeah.
Joy Godson.
Yeah. Or if he can't do that, which he can.
Yeah.
So I'm sorted there. I would take over as manager because I would have all the knowledge from Jesus and Muhammad by watching them perform for the last years.
And Jose.
And I reckon I could take my team, Christ the Palace, to glory.
And you'd be...
and I would be full of Jesus as well, and Muhammad.
And you'd also be the only owner, manager, player
there's
ever been.
I'll just play like... when it's like 7-0 against United, I'll just come on and be like, yeah, let me just do some tricks.
Yeah, you'd just be doing your skills.
For the 1930s.
Asking Maradona, who is still playing.
Yeah, give me one.
Well, I think we've got all the data we need. That's all the information that we could possibly need. So absolutely. We enter the data into the supercomputer. It analyzes it. You know how AI works. And then it gives us the results. Yeah. So could you, Lloyd, if you could press enter on the supercomputer. This is why we don't film it. We don't want to expose the realities of what's happening behind the SFX budget. Oh, okay, got a bit fancy at the end, did it, this week?
Oh, wow.
What's it said, Lloyd?
Well, it's in bright white letters, Reese.
Quite
it's
hard to read.
Quite hard to read.
On a white background, but...
It says fit and proper.
Oh, it's glowing. It says glowing. Fit That's and what proper. It's, doing. It's completely glowing. Of course, how could the supercomputer argue with Jesus and Muhammad?
It's crazy.
Yeah, hello, Jose.
Only thing slightly pulled up, just the slur.
You're not happy with the schlur.
Just have a little rethink about that. I think absolutely sometimes just like no alcoholic brands in certain areas of the stadium. But apart from that, it's fit and proper.
Yeah, you probably want to just separate your areas to alcohol.
Separate your areas alcohol free.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
Well, the supercomputer's brilliant.
Yeah, then you're fine. But
when you say alcohol free, any brand?
No, so just water. You're just having water.
Water or wine?
Water. No wine. That's alcohol.
No, wine areas.
Wine areas. And then water.
Yeah, yin and yang. Water and wine.
I like that.
And also it says maybe think about some sort of wafers. Sort of wafers in their church-style wafers that you can get,
Body
you know.
Christ.
What do you mean about wafers?
You get little wafers sometimes at certain churches. They give
lots
you little,
of churches.
Little wafers.
Body of Christ.
Oh, yeah, the blood and that. Yeah. The blood of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, the body of Christ. Yeah. Ooh, communion.
Yeah.
There we go.
I think the players have to take communion every time before they leave the pitch.
Yeah.
Just before they enter the pitch, body of Christ.
Mm. Arsene well, loads Wenger. Of players already, when they're going onto the pitch, they do the sort of...
Yeah,
they do the cross, don't they?
That's
and
what
they
I'm
look,
saying.
Do that.
Arsene so Wenger just, used to give...
When they look up this time, it wouldn't be to the sky, it would just be to the stands where Jesus is sat.
Jesus, I'm here, bro.
Yeah, so you just go like that to him and he just goes like, thumbs up, back.
Arsene Wenger used to give the players a Pro Plus, apparently, before when they used to play, back in the day.
So a bit similar.
A bit similar.
What's a Pro Plus?
It's like a tablet that just makes you... It's like absolutely
caffeinated
legal.
Paracetamol, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think it's like
give you a little bit of a boost.
Marmite and toast and Pro Plus. But yeah, this is very, very similar.
I think communion's a bit better.
Yeah.
But congratulations. Extremely fit and proper to be a club owner.
Probably the most fit and proper.
Yeah.
I agree, man. I agree. Like those three guys steering the ship. It's crazy, man.
Well, how can you argue with it?
I'm looking forward to coming to the game, or should I say mass? Very soon.
Yeah. I'll be there occasionally.
Come through, man.
Greenwich is a bit inconvenient for me, but you know, once it's got the airport in, we'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The airport is a country airport only, unless we're playing Champions League games.
Okay,
so you can fly from Lewisham to Greenwich if you want to.
Absolutely fine.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for coming on.
No worries. Thank you guys for having me, man. That was fun.
There we go. Jesus.
Literally.
Jesus Christ.
Literally, but not blasphemy there.
Not blasphemy, because it's just literal.
It's literal.
Quite hard to argue if you're a supercomputer there. If you are a supercomputer, tough old task on your hands to come up with anything. You know, you could argue that bringing religion into it is in itself a bit dodgy. I mean, religion in general isn't a squeaky clean enterprise.
No, and I think the supercomputer let that go by very easily.
Yeah, but I think the supercomputer may have panicked a bit.
Oh,
in the moment.
I think also sometimes the supercomputer doesn't want to upset the guests in the room and their beliefs.
Well, the supercomputer can't. Imagine if VAR didn't want to upset a manager. I don't want to upset Jurgen Klopp, so yeah, it was onside.
We need 5-star reviews.
Yeah, give us a 5-star review, ideally. Lloyd will give you 100 quid if you give a 5-star review.
Honestly, I'll subscribe to your OnlyFans if you give us 5 stars. It just helps the podcast get seen by other people, essentially. So there's a lot of heavy lifting been done on Spotify. The people that are listening to it on the other platform, the Apple one, you need to do a bit of heavy lifting.
Yeah, and if you are listening on OnlyFans, how have you done that?
How have you done that?
Go on Andrew Mensah's social media. He posts a lot of funny stand-up clips. as well as really funny football things from his shirt program and Fantasy Football League. I recommend him on Instagram. He's not really on Twitter because he's part of a younger generation that have moved on.
This outro has gone on far too long, yeah. So you need to say goodbye.
See you later.
And I'll say goodbye.